The makers of the popular toothpaste brand Ridewell were sued a couple weeks ago. Two moms in the state of California filed suit and claimed that their mineral kids toothpaste that they purchased from them, that they sent it off to a lab and it tested positive for PFAS chemicals, which are forever chemicals, which we really should be avoiding. Now, Ridewell markets their toothpaste as PFAS-free, as clean, as non-toxic, as safe to swallow. These moms are claiming that that is actually not true, and in fact, their toothpaste is full of PFAS. But does this lawsuit actually have any merit to it? Welcome to today's episode of the Toxin Free-ish podcast. As always, I am your host, Wendy, an environmental toxins lawyer turned clean living coach, and this is where non-toxic living meets real life. And speaking of real life, my daughter is downstairs right now brushing her teeth as we speak with Ridewell toothpaste. So that might give you a little bit of a tidbit of how I really feel about this whole thing. In this episode, I'm going to quickly go over the lawsuit and evaluate the claims that are being made. And then I'm going to give a little bit of a broader context as far as lawsuits in the toxin-free market go. And then I'm going to give you my unfiltered opinion on this entire thing. Let's dig in. So I want to start this episode in full transparency. If you go over to my toxin-free shopping guide, which is my shopping guide that I provide that is organized by category, that has all of my favorite fully vetted companies that don't have any of my toxic 25 ingredients to avoid, you're going to find Ridewell. You're going to find Ridewell as my top choice for adults, and you're going to find it as my top choice for kids as well. I am an affiliate for Ridewell. I went back and looked. I have probably over the course of the last 6 months earned a couple hundred dollars. So I do have an affiliate relationship with them, just in full transparency. I also have an affiliate relationship with multiple toothpaste companies, not just Ridewell. It's not a lot. It's a couple hundred bucks, but I just wanted to make sure before I started this episode that everybody knew that. Just a quick overview of the lawsuit. Two moms purchased Ridewell, the kids mineral toothpaste. And they purchased it, they claimed, and what they told the court was, we purchased this because it was being marketed as completely non-toxic, as safe, and they really focused on that Ridewell says that it's safe to swallow for children. They took one tube of toothpaste that they purchased, and they sent it off to a DOD, Department of Defense accredited certified lab to test it for PFAS. Now, they tested total fluorine, which is a proxy in the industry for PFAS, rather than testing for the individual different PFASs, because there are more than 13,000 out there. So, you know, we kind of know what the top 10 are that we find in products, but it's expensive to test for those individual PFASs. And so what a lot of, you know, general testing that's done looking for these forever chemicals is they'll do a total fluorine. So they'll bring in other chemicals besides just PFAS, just to give a broad overview if there is anything in there that has some of those properties. So just to clarify, that's the test that they did. They did a total fluorine test. And the lab said, yes, this toothpaste bottle was positive for a whole bunch of PFAS. And these moms went and filed a class action lawsuit against Ridewell. So let's take a step back. I started working with Ridewell about, I want to say about 6 months ago or so. I had been recommending their toothpaste to parents and to people for a really long time prior to me having any kind of affiliate relationship with them. And when I'm researching and vetting companies, there's a lot of things that are really important to me. Of course, ingredients. Ingredients is number one. If I take a look at the ingredients on a toothpaste, I don't want to see fluoride. I don't want to see artificial dyes. I don't want to see lots of other kinds of additives and things that companies are putting into toothpaste these days. And Ridewell checked all those boxes. So the other thing I always do is I contact a company. Do you have third-party testing? What are your manufacturing processes? Do you have control over your manufacturing processes? I ask companies a lot of really hard questions because, number one, I know you don't have the time, and I know the questions to ask, and not everybody knows the right questions to ask. So when I reached out to Ridewell, I cannot tell you how impressed I was. So Risewell, not only do they test for the presence of PFAS, they test every lot. And if you email them, and I will put this email into the show notes so you can have it. If you email Risewell and tell them what lot your toothpaste is from, they will send you all the results from the testing that they have done. They've been doing this for 3 years. They're one of the only companies actually that I'm aware of that actually tests, I just said actually a few times, that tests for PFAS. And they test for individual PFASs as well, PFOA, PFOS. You go down the list and they test for multiple different PFASs. And so the testing is incredible. What Risewell does is truly incredible. There's a transparency there that doesn't really exist with other brands. And that is the reason. Number one, it tastes good. People like the way that it tastes. It has really good ingredients. And they offer both mineral hydroxyapatite, which is what I prefer and what I use. And they do offer a pro version that is a nano hydroxyapatite. And while I personally avoid anything that is a nano hydroxyapatite version, Risewell does source their nano hydroxyapatite from the only approved source in the European Union, where the EU has said, this is not shaped in a way nano-wise that is a concern. We believe that this is safe. Now, I still personally avoid it. If you want to listen to why I avoid it, you can go listen to episode 19. And I share all about why I avoid nanohydroxyapatite. Now, since I've recorded that podcast, there is new science and there is new information. And so for those who have really sensitive teeth or are really prone to cavities, they may choose nanohydroxyapatite versus the mineral version of the hydroxyapatite as a risk-based analysis. And Risewell does source their nanohydroxyapatite from the only source that I would recommend. So you can go take a listen to that episode and decide for yourself which version is best for you and your family. But aside from the hydroxyapatite, their toothpaste is really freaking clean. And then lastly, their testing was incredible. So if you have a company that is testing every single lot for PFAS, that's incredible from a transparency perspective and from a trust perspective. But to then allow people to email and say, can I get a copy of those results? And for them to be like, sure, here you go. That's just another level of trust that Risewell has built with their consumers. Interestingly enough, the lab that these women sent that the single toothpaste tube to is the same lab that Risewell uses for their regular testing. In response to the lawsuit, Risewell has said, we test so much and so much of our toothpaste that goes out is tested on a regular basis. And our lab is pretty sure this was just a false positive of a single tube of toothpaste. So those of us in this industry who recommend toxin-free brands, what our favorites are, we have guides, we have affiliate relationships. When this lawsuit broke, everybody kind of had to make a decision. Well, what are we going to do with this? And let me tell you what most people did. Most people sent newsletters out to their communities and went on Instagram and said, you know, this is concerning. We like Risewell, but we're no longer going to recommend them until more information comes out. And so they didn't pull their support for Risewell, but they definitely did not get onto Team Risewell for purposes of what they're telling their audience is where they fall in this whole thing. And I'm not saying that people need to take sides. But in a second, actually, I am going to say that people need to take sides here. I am definitely taking a side, and I'm going to tell you why. There are so many terrible companies out there that are selling you toothpaste and selling your children toothpaste that are full of toxins and garbage and crap that are making you sick. And it's perfectly legal. They can sell that to you. They can even put pretty little pictures on it and be like, oh, fresh breath, you know, fix your cavities. It's all fine. They can even put leaves on it and say safe and healthy and all natural and whatever. They can pretty much say whatever they want and sell you a bunch of garbage. And there's nothing you can do about it. There is nothing illegal about it. And that is what 90% of companies are doing. And then you have these smaller companies that are coming in that have owners that care a lot. And they are like, we want to do this right. We want to make clean, safe, non-toxic products. We're not using fluoride. We're not using other toxins in these toothpastes. We are doing the right thing. We're going to create this formula that is safe for everyone, but it's effective. We're going to spend the money to do all this testing. That testing is not cheap. It is cutting into their profits. They're having to sell at a little bit of a higher price point, which is harder to get into the market, but they are committed to doing the right thing. And my personal belief is that the lawyers on this case see a payday. That's what this is. They see a payday. There is a single tube of toothpaste that came back positive for PFAS against 3 years of testing of the lots that Risewell not only did and said they did, they've provided it. It's public. You can go email them and you can get access to all of them. They will send whatever you want to. So the chances that a company that is that transparent, that all of that testing for 3 years from this same lab is all wrong, but this single tube of toothpaste with this single hit on a total fluorine test somehow is the thing that's going to end up being right is extremely far-fetched. But this is what's going to happen. They're probably going to settle this case. I hope they don't. I hope they have enough money to defend it just to make the point. It is unlikely, in my opinion. I haven't talked to Risewell. This isn't Risewell's opinion. This is my opinion from what I have seen and what I know of the legal industry, especially class action lawsuits. They are really expensive to defend. Even if you have done absolutely nothing wrong, even if you are 100% in the right, you can spend up to $20,000, depending on the case. Even some cases can be up to $50,000 a day to defend. And smaller companies like Risewell and the company that owns Risewell, they don't have money like that. And because they are making something super clean and they are marketing it as incredibly clean and they are a smaller company, it makes them the perfect target. You can't go sue all those companies that are literally poisoning us with their fluoride. You can't sue them. But this little company that's trying to do the right thing, who is marketing as non-toxic and PFAS free, oh, well, we got this one test that popped and it came back positive, and we don't care if it's a false positive. If we sue them, and those class action lawyers, they see a payday. And I know some really reputable lawyers that would never do this, but I also know some not so reputable lawyers that are happy for a payday. So by suing a company that is probably too small to pay those defense attorney bills, even in with the facts on their side and them having no wrongdoing, they will likely find themselves in a position where they have no choice but to settle. So my question to all the people out there that are bailing on Risewell, as I call it, and saying, well, we're going to wait until this lawsuit settles out. So let's assume that's the way it settles out, because I'm pretty sure that's the way it's going to go. It's going to be a confidential settlement. They're going to settle. And then what are you going to do? And this is my problem, is that this company is so far above and beyond trying to do the right thing. And I believe they're being targeted. So if I don't stand up here and defend them and tell people, no, this is wrong. This is wrong that this is happening, then who's going to? And if people stop buying their really clean, really amazing toothpaste, how are they going to have the money to defend suits like this? And so these smaller companies that are trying to do the right thing, they are targets. They are targets for this reason. And so I wholeheartedly believe in holding companies accountable. And if somebody has proof or a test that there is like true wrongdoing, I'm all about that. But Risewell has proven, they have all the tests. They're doing all the right things. I believe them. I absolutely believe them. And so I am here today saying my daughter's using Risewell. I use Thieves Whitening Toothpaste. My daughter uses Risewell. My son goes back and forth between Risewell, Dr. Bright, Just Ingredients. He's that kid that just likes to change his mind about everything. But I don't have any problem with my daughter using Risewell. I feel the need to support them. I feel the need to speak out and say, this is wrong. I think this is wrong. And even if there was a single test that showed it was positive for something, you know, those moms, what I would have done is I would have gone to Risewell and said, I know you're a company that cares so much about the integrity of your product. I want you to know that this happened. And knowing the owners the way that I do, they would have done everything in their power to find out what happened, what went, like, there's such they're a company with so much integrity. And to watch a company with so much transparency tried to be taken down for a payday. And that's just how I feel. And maybe that's not PC and maybe that's not politically correct in this industry, but that's genuinely how I feel. They also set the standard for other companies, because if Risewell is releasing all of their testing and they're testing every batch for PFAS, amongst other things, then other companies will get forced to do those same things as well. And we need companies to lead the way. So I put a lot of thought into this, and I could have sat back and taken the neutral position. I could have said, I'm going to wait and see what happens in this lawsuit. But looking around and taking all the facts into consideration, I am standing by Risewell. They will remain at the top of my shopping guide. And just to make sure that everyone understands, this decision isn't being made from a place of having a financial relationship. And while just a couple hundred bucks is very small, I don't want to have anybody question why I'm taking this position. So I'm going to donate every single dollar that I've earned from being a Risewell affiliate to the Bro-Am Foundation, which is a local San Diego charity run by the band Switchfoot, which is a really important charity to me. So I'm encouraging people to support Risewell. I'm encouraging you to go buy their toothpaste. I'm encouraging you to send them notes of support. And if you have a moment to tell them, like, thank you for your transparency. Thank you for your standards. And we stand by you. I think that would be phenomenal. And my biggest fear is that this is going to become a pattern, that these companies, these smaller companies that are testing, that are sourcing without, you know, heavy metals, are going way above and beyond to create products that are incredibly clean, that they are going to become targets. You can find all of my favorite dental products, all of my favorite toothpaste over on the Toxin Free Shopping Guide, www.toxinfreeshoppingguide.com. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you next week.